Hi, I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. Welcome to my podcast, Journey from Grief to Healing. Grieving is difficult. I know. I lost my best friend and wife after a long marriage. In this series of podcasts, you'll discover what you are experiencing physically and emotionally is normal. Healing is possible. Remember, love always wins. Life will get better. Episode 43. It's been a few days since I saw him. But I'm excited. I think I had a breakthrough, and it happened as I was walking on a nature trail at Eisenhower Park. Eisenhower Park is a beautiful nature park in San Antonio. It has a long, winding trail to the top of a large hill. At the top of the large hill, there is a platform that you can climb and look out over the city in any direction. I was alone on the trail when I had my breakthrough. And all of a sudden, it came to me. What if I changed how I was looking at life? What if I changed the questions I was asking? And I did. I had a breakthrough. I was so excited when I got home, I called him. I couldn't wait until we met. When I called him, I said, "I'm excited. I can't wait until tomorrow. I need to talk to you." "Something wrong, Ray?" M's voice was filled with concern. "No, no, M, I'm excited. Can't you tell? What is it? Talk to me." I realized I've been asking myself all the wrong questions. This morning, I went for a walk at Eisenhower Park. I wanted to clear my mind and I wanted to get into a peaceful state. I was alone in the park, and I think that made it even better. It just felt good. As I was walking along the trail and starting to take the ascent up to the top of the large hill there, I had a flash. I think it was a breakthrough. I realized I've been asking myself all the wrong questions, like, why did this happen to Babe, who was so good and holy? Why did it happen to us when we always tried to be good people? When I couldn't get an answer to these questions, I asked, how long will I suffer? Will this ever end? When I couldn't get an answer to these questions, I asked, will I ever be happy? It was in that moment I changed my questions. And this is my breakthrough. I asked, what good things happened to me today? When I asked this question of myself, I saw small and large gifts flowing to me like the rushing of a clear mountain stream in the spring. I felt a deep sense of gratitude and joy. I was grateful for the shower I had. I was grateful for my coffee. I was grateful for the text messages from my daughters. I felt good, physically and emotionally. I felt a deep sense of gratitude and joy. Is it true, M, that being grateful is starting to bring the sunshine back into my life? M was silent for a moment. Then she said, "You're making me cry, Ray. I am so happy for you. Relearning to be grateful helped me to dare to look forward to tomorrow. It helped me to learn to dance with my suffering. Now it is helping you." I waited for a moment, and then I said, "I think gratitude is my pathway to discovering meaning in my life." I recall reading in Man's Search for Meaning how Viktor Frankl related the story of a doctor who suffered greatly from the loss of his beloved wife. The doctor couldn't get past his suffering to move on with his life. Frankl asked the doctor to tell him how his wife would feel if their places were reversed. The doctor said his wife would have suffered greatly. Frankl suggested to the doctor that by surviving his wife, he spared her the suffering he is enduring. The doctor's suffering did not go away. The doctor left with new meaning attached to his suffering. His depression left him. The doctor was grateful his wife was spared his suffering. M said, "It's all about changing a reference point. When we change our worldview from mournful to grateful, we recognize the gifts that come out of our suffering. We move from the past to the present. Our orientation toward life takes on a new dimension because we recognize life is a blessing. When we meet tomorrow, M, can we continue talking about gratitude? I don't want to let go of this. I think it's really important for me. I'm making progress toward healing." I truly am, and I am so happy and grateful. You're a mind reader, Ray. I've got another call coming in. Ciao. I hope you enjoyed episode 43. I truly mean it when I say gratitude was my breakthrough experience in how I looked at life from that little trip to the top of a park. I've found you can't be grateful and sad at the same time. The two opposing thoughts. When I'm grateful, sadness has to take a back seat. The more things that I'm grateful for, the more moments I'll have without sadness. And that's what I discovered. Have a great day. Never quit. Never give up. If you like this podcast, please subscribe to get notifications of future episodes. You can also check out my blog, Looking on the Bright Side, at www.dancingalone530.com. It's all positive and uplifting. If you have any questions about my grieving experience, I want to share your grieving experience with me. Please email me at ray.breese, B-R-E-S-E, at gmail.com. Have a great day, stay strong, and never quit, never give up.